This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
First section of Orchot Tzadikim, and here, the author, who we don't know who this author is, this book is written in Ashkenaz, but it's based on great Sephardic authorities, the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda Levi and all the great Sephardic authorities, but he just sort of rewrites it, puts his own, I guess, for his own generation. And here he talks about Nikiut. So the first topic he talked about was Gava. Gava is pride. He talks about all the different parts of Gava. There's pride in one's body, there's pride in one's clothes, there's pride in one's other things, food, eating. So now he's talking about Nikiut. Now it's interesting, when he talks about Nikiut literally means cleanliness. He's not talking about cleanliness in terms of the Mislat Yesharim. Mislat Yesharim talks about cleanliness as being clean of all sin. When he talks about cleanliness, he's talking about cleanliness from Gava, from pride. So the proper way for a person is to be clean in all their matters. Clean of what? Clean of pride. Cleanliness is a fence to guard one's good deeds. So what is cleanliness? So now he discusses how to keep away from pride. For example, he should wear garments of moderate worth. This is what the Rambam would call the golden mean. The golden mean means stay in the middle path. So he says when it comes to pride, a person should conduct themselves garments of moderate worth. So a person who's proud will show up. Got all the labels on his sleeve, you know, he wears all the labels, everything's designer, everything is very expensive. I only go to certain stores. If you lived in England, you go to Harrods. Over here, you go to, I don't know, what's the top store? You go to Lehman Marcus or some, I don't know what the expensive stores are, Nordstrom, I don't know where you go. I don't know, I've never been, I don't know. So that's Gava in dress. There's Gava in dress, the way a person dresses. Everything's designer labels. I don't buy any cheap stuff. I don't buy any imitations. It's got to be the original high quality. So again, it depends. If a person is doing it because he wants high quality stuff, because it lasts a long time, that's not a problem. The problem does it just for show. It's just for the gava of having something which is expensive. So he says that a person should be clean of that. How do you be clean of that? Wear moderate worth, not expensive and splendid clothes. Don't stand out. Don't invite everyone's attention. People say, oh wow, where did you get that suit from? Wow. So he says, you know, I don't want to stand out. I don't want to stick out. And not on the other side as well. Don't wear poor and shabby clothes. Everyone says, well, look, this is a disgrace. This guy's walking around in rags. You know, the clothes they send today, they sell these expensive prisoner garb. You see those pants? Gosh, they're half off. You know, a person wears these pants, very low-hanging pants, baggy pants. They're prisoner garb.
Or even ripped now.
They're ripped. Yeah, ripped, baggy pants, it's all today. So again, a person should not wear very expensive clothing, not very poor clothing. That's nikiyut, that's cleanliness, he says. It is forbidden that a spot or a stain be found in his garments. It's very hard. A person's got to be careful. As soon as you're dirty clothes, put them in the wash. Don't walk around with dirty clothes. They should not be torn, and they should not be styled. They're not the latest fashions. No latest fashions, just moderate, keep in the middle. Now we come to food. Same thing. Food should be moderate. What do you mean moderate? Not royal dainties. I don't know what they are today. What are royal dainties today? A person should eat ordinary food, ordinary drink, according to their means. Okay? Obviously not overdrink and not drink alcohol and things like that. Also, one's table and one's bed should be clean. I mean, clean in terms of cleanliness, hygiene. And a person's body should also be clean. And a person should be careful to wash his hands, face, and legs, and his whole body, frequently. As it says by Hillel HaZaken, his student said, Hillel, where are you going? He said, I'm going to do a mitzvah. He said, what mitzvah are you going? He said, I'm going to the bathhouse. I'm going to wash, going to take a shower, take a bath. He said, what mitzvah is that? He said, listen, we're creating the image of God, so I'm going to wash the image of God. Right? So the example is, the idea is that, I don't know what this is not, this, don't take this literally, because the physical person is not image of God, but we're creating the image of God. So if a human being is dirty, it's like, what kind of God do you believe in? Right? You're giving a bad name to Hashem. Hashem is your God, and you mean your God is dirty, you believe in a dirty God? You believe in a God of dirt? No, we believe in a God of cleanliness and hygiene and good things. So a person's got to clean themselves, wash themselves. But he brings a famous parable of a museum. Or a king. The king has his statues everywhere, and they hire someone to clean the statues. I mean, the king's statue is dirty, so it's a disgrace to the king. So too, a person walks around, I believe in God and I'm dirty. What kind of idea of getting a person is giving to Hashem? Yeah.
Oh, so what century was this written in?
This century, around the 16th century.
Oh,
16th century. In Germany, or Ashkenaz, in Germany, Poland. You don't know who the author is. Very interesting.
So, like,
You know, the smartest guys wrote their books anonymously. Because they can get a frack. You can't say, why do you write this? Who is this guy? So like Sefer HaChinuch. Yeah. You don't know who he is. No name.
But like at that time, what was the knowledge of Christian stuff in the secular world?
Obviously very negative. Yeah. The Dark Ages.
Yeah.
It was coming out of the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, how many people would go to wash themselves every day? Yeah. It was a pain.
During the Black Death, the Jews were accused of...
Right, exactly. They were accused of poisoning the wells because they were... No one was dying. They weren't dying enough. Not enough Jews were dying, can you imagine? So they killed us. Because the hygiene kept all these things away. So we have to understand. I mean, the first thing the Spanish, the Christians did when they conquered Spain from the Muslims was destroy bathhouses. Imagine. Bathhouses were considered disgusting. It was the way of the pagans. Very strange. The Romans had bathhouses. When the pagans conquered Europe from the Romans, the Huns, the Germans, conquered Europe. First thing it is, destroy bathhouses. They had no appreciation for cleanliness. And that lasted for many centuries. They started rebuilding bathhouses. I remember when I was in London, there was a very famous big... these bathhouses, obviously, when people started getting bathrooms in their own properties, it was already 1940 in England. 1940, 1950, people didn't have bathrooms. The toilets were outside. You'd go outside to the toilet. Imagine, it's such a pain. No one had inside on site. You never had bathrooms. So there had to be one big or central bathhouse, like the Roman system. You'd go to big public bathhouses. Crazy. Places I can't appreciate today. We are so poor, everyone has their own bathroom. It's amazing. It was such a luxury. So Jews would go and they would go to mikveh. You go to mikveh, that's like a bathhouse. You're clean and easy. Clean yourself. Wash your hands, wash your feet, wash your face very frequently. Why? Because we're washing the image of Hashem. Whoever does these things for the sake of mitzvah and not in order to show off. That's the whole point. Don't show off. A person does it for the sake of the mitzvah. I want to be healthy. I want to be clean, hygienic. I want to keep a good image of Hashem in the world. That is the Shem mitzvah. But a person who does it for the sake of gavah, showing off. So there's two different aspects to this. A person can do it moderately, middle of the road, or a person can do it to show off. So a person does it moderately in the middle of the road, there's a mitzvah. Yesh bo mitzvah, he says. So a person who does this in order to observe the commandments, and not to make themselves attractive and proud. If his intention is to serve God through cleanliness, it's a great merit. Serving Hashem through cleanliness, for example, a person goes to take a shower on Friday. Why take a shower? Do it for Hashem. Watch Shabbat. That's for sure a mitzvah. A person says, you know, I need to go to work. I don't want to smell in work. It's also a mitzvah. A person says, you know, I want to look good for the party. I want everyone to notice me. You have all these different kinds of perfumes and deodorants. They buy the flashy ones, you know, want to stand out. It's like, wow, what is that? Oh, it's Calvin Klein. I don't know what it is. I'm just an example. It's a special kind of fragrance to stand out. And say, wow, really good. Wow, so expensive. So that leads to gava. That's gava. Now we come to a different kind of gava, pride, which is gavat chokmah, pride of wisdom. Wisest guy around. Or masim tovim. Or a person flaunts their good deeds. That's a very big question. They asked, the Ramah brings down about the question about, are you allowed to put a plaque? You donate something, you're allowed to put a plaque on it. That's the question. It's like kind of gava, I'm showing off. I'm flaunting my wealth. I'm flaunting my goodness by putting my name on something. So,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.